just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship as we move through season 7. This is episode 17. As we did in the previous episode, we will, in this episode, focus on the impact of fantasy quarterbacks at the position and why you should not play by a zero quarterback theory unless you have a really, really good plan to allow other teams to draft their starting fantasy quarterback ahead of you. Thanks to Hooters for what they do. We will be at Hooters at some point this season for the first time since 2019. Details to come. I'd also like to thank, of course, Bill Curry Ford, the first family of Ford in Tampa Bay, as they continue to commit to writing $1,000 checks to winners of my leagues. I have one of those checks from last year. Tony Tega has one of those checks from last year. Rob Wright has one of those checks from a previous year. And Sean Sullivan will be playing in the Federation again this year, trying to prevent writing that $1,000 check. If Sean wins the league, no, the rest of us as owners don't owe him $1,000, although that'd be an interesting spin. It would be Sean against the field. But no, that would involve the rest of us spending money and, of course, everything I do fantasy-wise for all of you playing in my leagues, as well as this podcast, remain absolutely free of charge. Thank you, Sean, for writing the checks for $1,000. Certainly came in handy when I got a new pre-owned Ford Escape from you about 10 months ago now. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Email for fantasy purposes, they're starting to come in, thanks to the gentleman who wrote from Wisconsin who used to live in NPR. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I don't anticipate changing that fantasy address because those of you who write that address are clearly listening to this year's podcast rather than those who don't listen to the podcast who got that email perhaps from another source from my other media appearances in previous years. I like those of you who actively listen to the podcast and am happy to answer your questions via email at write.todd@yahoo.com. Previous podcast, episode 16, we devoted it to Josh Allen, and he earned his own podcast based on the merits of being the number one overall fantasy producer of points the previous 2 years. I want to talk about two other quarterbacks in this podcast who I would love to have on my fantasy rosters this year, and I think you would also be happy with them on your fantasy rosters if you make that decision to pass on Josh Allen in the second round, if you think there is more value and you're excited about the best available running back or the best available pass catcher. Then I don't imagine Josh Allen's going to be around when you pick in round 3. He might, but the percentages based on data, based on other factors, are unlikely, especially if you have a Bills homer in your league or someone who has owned Josh Allen either of the last 2 years who knows what he can do for them. So let's spotlight a couple other quarterbacks, and I'm not going to spotlight Patrick Mahomes here, who Matthew Berry and the data from recent mock drafts via fantasyfootballcalculator.com have Mahomes as the second quarterback off the board. Instead, I'm going to focus on the quarterback that finished number 2 in my QB rankings for point production in 2021, and one other who turned out to be a very valuable performer and was very smartly drafted, probably by fans of his own team a year ago, and more percentage of fans of his team than anyone else. So let's take them one at a time here. And yes, I worry a little bit about the fantasy production of Patrick Mahomes because of the loss of Tyreek Hill. What it may mean for defenses being able to do more to shadow Travis Kelce and dissuade Patrick Mahomes from making that read. And also, you know, it's one thing that Mahomes says, you know, in the game against Cincinnati last year in the AFC Championship, he played not to lose. Patrick's a smart guy. I think Kansas City does want to do a little bit more in the running game this year, and the ball might not be in Mahomes' hands as much in scoring situations. It's a small change, but that's the way I forecast it. I would have no problem having Patrick Mahomes as my starting fantasy quarterback. No problem. But let me make the case for a couple other guys and why I agree with my numbers off last year, which actually had this guy number two. Mahomes was four behind Tom Brady, who was QB3 in my scoring settings. Let's talk about Justin Herbert, because I have been infatuated with Justin Herbert as a National Football League quarterback for some time now. And I know he's only been in the league a couple of years, but there's so much there that is really, really good. And I talk a lot in the Todd Wright Toddcast about things I don't like, things that I think should be better, things I have a difference of opinion on. I don't have a bad thing to say about Justin Herbert. As much as I did the previous podcast on Josh Allen and how good he is and how fun he is to watch and how it wouldn't surprise me at all if Buffalo makes the Super Bowl this year, I feel very strongly about the abilities, the motivation to get better, the competitiveness, the leadership, and just what Justin Herbert brings to the field in the NFL. I don't think he's going to get very far with the Chargers until I see something else as it relates to their coaching staff. The current coaching staff doesn't excite me. I don't know that. Yeah, I can't make the argument that Justin Herbert needs someone else to bring out the best in him, because Sean McDermott, I think, just lets Josh Allen play. I'm not saying Sean's not Josh Allen's coach, but Sean McDermott is concerned about other areas. And, you know, it's not about what Sean McDermott gets out of Josh Allen. I think Sean McDermott just lets Josh Allen go. But I need to see more. And there's just a history against the Chargers. You know, they've made one Super Bowl. They got boat raced in that Super Bowl by Steve Young and the San Francisco 49ers. Bobby Ross was the coach of that Chargers team. You know, the Chargers' claim to fame in the postseason was that memorable game in the Orange Bowl Stadium against the Miami Dolphins, albeit they blew a 24-0 lead in the first half, often called the Kellen Winslow game. You remember more the Chargers for coming up short. Granted, Philip Rivers played an AFC Championship game on one leg. most of us don't have a bad thing to say about Phillip Rivers, and he never got to a Super Bowl. And the closest he got, he played that title game on one leg. And honestly, he wasn't the reason they lost. They were just overmatched. So it's not the Chargers, but the Chargers do play fantasy football for us. You know, you look back at the last handful of years for a wide receiver. Where am I going here in my rankings? Sorry, I lost my train of thought. Where is he? There he is. Allen and what Mike Williams did, which was actually higher than Keenan Allen last year in my scoring settings. Williams was pass catcher 13. Allen was pass catcher 15. In my scoring settings. Again, that's factoring in two tight ends that finished with more points than they did, Mark Andrews and Travis Kelce. Then Austin Eckler was RB2 in my scoring settings, and Justin Herbert was QB1. So the Chargers, independent of not being a Super Bowl contender, maybe a playoff team, maybe. And they, you know, recently made more of an investment in Derwin James. They have made other investments on the defensive side of the football. It just doesn't seem like it's happening there, and it really never has. And there are some franchises like that in all major professional sports. It doesn't mean that Justin Herbert is the reason or they're going to be held back. I think we all can make arguments for great quarterbacks who just were in the wrong situation. I guess one of the best is Dan Marino, who went to one Super Bowl very early in his career. He never got back and is considered one of the best quarterbacks, one of the best just pure throwers of the football that we've ever seen in the history of the National Football League. Justin Herbert put up the second most amount of points for any quarterback in my scoring settings in fantasy football last year. And he did it when I didn't feel he was a top fantasy football quarterback. I thought he was a top National Football League quarterback in terms of where he was going to end up. But the translation of fantasy points was much better than I thought. And I'm not going to be ignorant to those numbers and adjust my way of thinking as it relates to Justin Herbert. Now, I don't imagine that many of you thought of Justin Herbert as even a top, I don't know, 6, 8 fantasy quarterback last year. The majority of you passed on him in your fantasy draft. If you didn't, you were very happy with the results. Chris did in one of our podcast leagues. He was a believer in Justin Herbert, and he was right. Since 2020, no quarterback in the NFL, not Allen, not Mahomes, not Brady, not Rodgers, has more 300-yard games than Justin Herbert. Just let that sit. He has more 300-yard games than all those other guys the last 2 years. We can't go further back because he's only played 2 years. So his first two seasons, right, as much as, and we'll get to this in a later podcast, Justin Jefferson and what he's done as a receiver the first 2 years, Justin Herbert basically has done the same thing. He's out 300-ed, yeah, let's make that a term, everybody, on a per-game basis. And what do I say about every starting position you have in fantasy football? You want double digits. That's your floor. You're not always going to get it. But especially with your starters and the picks you make early in the draft, or if you're going to make a trade for someone, you want someone that every week you can count on more often than not, to give you double-digit points. You get that across the board in your lineup, you're going to win a significant amount of games. You are going to be a championship contender. Because that's a very high floor. So think about it this way, because as I adjust quarterback points based on standard settings, most give 10 fantasy points for every 250 yards passing. Years ago, I bumped that up to 300. And I've been tempted to bump it up even more because quarterbacks are throwing more. But I'm keeping it at 300 this year. I think I've kept it at 300 now for 5 or 6 years. Just what I told you about Justin Herbert. No other NFL quarterback has as many 300-yard games as him since he entered the league. There's your 10 points right there. 300 yards based on my scoring settings. And if you haven't adjusted yours and they're still at 250, that's 12 points. There's your double digits. Sure, could he throw a pick and lose some points? Yeah, he could. Could he throw a pick six? Sure. They don't stand out, right? He'll do it, but it's not like he has a reputation for it. Now, if you're saying, well, yeah, you're right about Justin Herbert, but I want more in terms of what he does with his legs. It isn't bad. He averages 4 rushing touchdowns a year. This is just the first 2 years. He's going to tuck it under a handful of times a game. A handful. You're going to have some games where it's only a couple of times. And I have nothing to go on that it's going to be more than that. But it's still there. It's enough. It kind of reminds me of Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't do it a lot, but when he does it, it's effective. It works for his team. It moves the chains. It gets in just inside the pylon for that touchdown. The 300-yard game should offset your concerns that he doesn't run the ball enough or he's looking to put the ball in Eckler's hands or Mike Williams' hands or Keenan Allen's hands or a tight end's hands close to the goal line. Look at the points from last year. Only Josh Allen produced more fantasy points last year at the quarterback position than Justin Herbert. And the only other player who produced more points in my 21st century modernized standard scoring settings than Justin Herbert, other than Allen, was Jonathan Taylor. And I think we all know he was a monster the last couple months of the season at the running back position. That's what you get with Justin Herbert. And we have nothing to go on, nothing that there's a drop off there. He's just entering his third year. It's not like the Charger defense is to the point yet where they're shutting teams down. Justin still has to put up yards and points. I'm not saying the Chargers defense is bad, but it's kind of like McDermott and Allen in Buffalo. Even if McDermott's defense holds the opponents to 10, 13 points, Josh Allen could put up 35. That's the way Justin Herbert is running this offense with the Chargers. And I think he's just going to get better. Fall back on the 300-yard per game stat and how in his first 2 years, all these other big quarterback names, they're all below Herbert in terms of 300-yard games. Basically, for fantasy purposes, the last 2 years, every other game, Herbert has thrown for a minimum of 300 yards. Minimum. It's almost an average. And if you're averaging 300 yards passing per game, you're going to get those double-digit points right there. Then you factor in the touchdown throws. Then you factor in, you know, the 2, 3, maybe 4 times a game he tucks it under. and gets you some rushing yardage or maybe a rushing touchdown. I think he has 8 over the previous 2 years. Love that about Justin Herbert. Would love to own him this year. I think you would too. I'll pause there rather than the next podcast. I'm going to talk about the other quarterback who it was fascinating to see this work out last year for fans of this quarterback's team. And the numbers are stunning to some people who basically, for those who don't follow fantasy football, they're shocked by some things you can say about this particular player. So we'll save that for tomorrow's podcast. We'll leave this one isolated about Justin Herbert. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters with a big thanks to Bill Curry Ford. We'll talk to you tomorrow.